NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I remember when he saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply
don't cry. I want you to know it's all. what you got to say? Come on.
There's something about the name of Jesus that soothes my doubt. There's something about the name of Jesus that calms my fear. Oh, the name of Jesus.
Something about him. God bless you, and thank you so much for catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I want to welcome you and thank you so much. Got more coming your way just like that, and I'm going to be right here with you for the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. You've got the right station, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Now, for those of you just joining us, you can join us 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can also dial in with your mobile phone. Simply dial, that's 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. And you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio as well as Breaking News Network. All those areas you can lock in with us, and we are so honored to come to you for the very best in gospel music. It's 15 minutes after the hour. God bless you, and thank you again for catching the wave. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI studios.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes,
it will. There were times when I thought I would last too long, but now I feel I'm able to carry it on. It's been a long time coming. But I know change is gonna come.
Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, won't you help me, please? Help me, please. But he just winds up. Lord, it winds up just knocking me back down on my knees. Long. But now I know that I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. What a time we're having. Somebody said, I know that's right. Huh? We are right at 27 minutes after the hour, and what a time we've already started with. Okay, got more like that WA, and those of you just locking in, the man said, oh, Dr. Jesus, but that's a female, right? Okay, well, those of you, once again, I want to thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Our numbers on our website are constantly going up, and many of you know we are over 150,000 right as I speak, right at 150,000 listeners a day. And once again, I want to stress and definitely let you know that we're not concerned about the numbers. We are concerned about the soul of man and woman. This is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord. And That is to win souls for the glory of God. And many of you already know what the word says about that. It says that he who winneth souls is wise. So that's what we're all about. Now, you know, you're going to have people always going to find fault in what you do. And especially when it comes to doing the will of the Lord. And I always stress to let people know there is no perfect man or woman on this earth. No perfect man or woman on this earth. The word of God let us know that we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. There is something every day that we do that we're not aware of that is not pleasing in God's eyesight. No matter who you are, whether you're a preacher, teacher, you're in the government, or up in the White House or Congress, that's just how it is. But we ask God to forgive us. And when we ask God to forgive us, and then we work on cleaning it up and asking God to deliver us from those things that we can't maintain or we can't walk away from or get out of. That's why we ask God to deliver us. He can deliver you. You know, we can go to the AA, the Alcohol Anonymous classes. That's what it stands for. You can go to the NNA, Narcotics Anonymous classes. And you can go there and get all the information, the literature that they give you to help you to get on the right track. But most of all, it's going to take God to deliver you from that. And many of you know there are people that constantly drink, and they want to stop drinking, but they can't stop because they have got addicted to it. Same way with doing drugs, they got addicted to it. Same way with smoking cigarettes. They got addicted to it, and even when you read the package on the cigarette, it says it causes harm to your body. And you ask the question then, well, why do the government allow it to be sold knowing that it causes harm and brings harm to your body? Don't you know it's all about a dollar, about money? Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. That's why we've got so much stuff going on around the world here in the United States of America. And a lot of it comes from the dollar bill, money, money, money. Remember the OJs used to do a song said, "For the Love of Money"? All right, well, look, I'm not going to touch that. But, look, want to thank you. I've got to do this. I got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And when we come back, you ain't heard nothing yet what we're about to bring to you the remaining of today. Right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm your host, the Anointed One. God bless.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI. Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. hour of prayer request hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Peter cried out, silver and gold. shame. Shame. Shame.
15 minutes before the top of the hour, going down memory lane, the late, great Reverend Howard Slim Hunt and the Supreme Angels. You're catching the wave as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you for and near so much for catching the wave. Again, you can join us on our website at NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com. Go to our website and you'll see all of the information there with these awesome men and women of God that join us each and every week, Mondays through Thursdays, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays. That's where these men and women of God come forth preaching and teaching the Word of God. And also on Sundays at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. And many of you know we play some of the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music all the way up to 8 o'clock, Mondays through Sundays. For those of you who love good quartet music and traditional as well as contemporary gospel music, then you've got the right station, the right choice.
Yeah. Started all over again. I found a good friend. I don't have to worry. Better cry. I know the Lord will always be standing by my side. I call him
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I can tell the whole world that he's my all in all. When my burdens get hard to bear and I can't find a friend nowhere, I go to Jesus in secret prayer and he will meet me there. All I have to say is
Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, how I thank you, Lord. The Lord of Lords, I know the Lord's a mighty man. He won't let you fall. Oh, I know that he'll make a way out of no way. He will turn all your midnight, yeah, into day. Call him. Oh, thank you, Lord. But I started all over again. I found me a good friend. I know you heard my cry. You've made everything all right. I said again now.
First thing I would do is open my heart and let the Lord in. If you just give him a chance, he'll never let you down. I can't speak for nobody else, 'cause it's so good to me. Take time out to think about all the things that God has done for me, all the ways he made, how he brought me over, and how the Lord has brought me through. I want to let the world know that God has been so good, so good.
Hey! Jesus did.
Right at the top of the hour, that's Going Down Memory Lane with Papa Staple and the Staple Singers right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, we want to thank you so much for locking in. Got more coming your way. Going to do this. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And I'll be right back with more of the very best in gorgeous and contemporary gospel music here on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thanking all of you far and near for catching the way. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
All right, we are right here from the NFI studios to play you some of the very best in gospel music. Well, want to thank you again so much. You don't know what you mean to us, and we certainly appreciate you. Now, look, those of you can drop a comment on our website. Go to nfiradio.com, and in the left column, you scroll, you'll see that you can leave us a comment. And the comment section's there, and we want to hear from you to let us know what kind of music you like to hear and or if you're enjoying the old and the new music that we're playing for you. I also want to remind those of you to join our NFI television gospel broadcast. That's every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia. You can also, if you're in Georgia, you can join us on the channel. That's DeKalb Channel 25 out of Georgia. And if you want to live stream us anywhere around the world, you can live stream us at DeKalb25.com. That's DeKalb25.com, where you can live stream us and you can join us with our top video countdown of the week. And those of you know we are having a great time there in Georgia, and all of the viewers and listeners that's letting us know they are enjoying the television broadcast, and we want you to be a part of it as well. Again, that's every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. out of Georgia. That's DeKalb25.com. All right, let's get back with more gospel music, and I have it right here just for you. You're catching the wave.
Stick my eye. I want to see right. Stick my mind. So I can take right. Stick.
10 minutes after the hour, I got rid of my heavy load, huh? Some of you got a heavy load on you, huh? Well, look, I don't know about you, but I'm moving forward because I'm not tired yet. I've been running for Jesus for a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Can you help me? You're catching the wave.
Trials and tribulations along the way. We're having heartaches and pain and misunderstanding. But Brother Davis just told us that if we can make it to God's kingdom, one moment will pay for it all. Yeah. Somebody ought to say amen. Tonight I'm glad that I start making preparation a long time ago to have that one moment in God's kingdom.
Come on.
Yeah. When I didn't have no God on my side,
come on.
I went down on my knees. And I told the Lord to create in me a clean heart.
Yeah.
And while I was talking to him, something began to move.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't hear me? Something began to move on all to my heart.
Yeah.
And right then and there, I made God a promise. And everywhere I go today, I like to tell men and women about the promise that I've made the Lord. Listen to this. One day I could.
Yeah.
going back, going way back. You're catching the wave, and what a time, huh? Going back in the past. Those of you remember the Dixie Hummingbirds, huh? Yeah, that's the Dixie Hummingbirds. And the brother said, I know I've been born again, huh? And many of you know that, right? You know you must be born again, huh? How do you expect to see the Father if you're not born again, huh? Except a man be born again, he cannot enter. He cannot even see the kingdom of God. He must be born again. And in order for you to be born again, you got to go through the Son to get to the Father. You can't go past the Son to get to the Father, huh? So that's the way it works, huh? So those of you, first you got to come to Christ and accept him in your life as your Lord and Savior. And when you accept him into your life, then that gives you that right and that opportunity to make it in to see the kingdom. And those of you know, huh? You want to see the Father, right? Don't you want to see the Father? You want to see the Son, huh? All right, well, that's the way it goes. So if you want to see the kingdom, then you must be born again. And that let us know that. That's the word of God, huh? And except you be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So that's something that's very important, and that's what this network is all about, is to compel them to come to Christ, and that's why we're here for you. And those of you, if you want to call us, and you may be feeling down, you may be sick or going through some serious financial situations, or you just want somebody to talk to encourage you, to give you a word of wisdom, and maybe you just want to talk with a pastor, a minister, in reference of some of the questions that you have concerning the Bible. Well, we have some powerful men and women of God that are standing aboard right here waiting for you to call us. And that's what we're here for. So look, here's the number to call, our 24-hour hotline number. That number is 984-733-3977. That number again, 984-733-3977, and we'll have someone to call you immediately once we get your call. So if you don't get us right away, we will call you back to address your question and to do the best of our ability to answer your question, as well as those of you, if you need prayer, we can do that too. That number again, 984-733-3977. Well, let's get back with more great gospel music on a wonderful day, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. We are right at 23 minutes after the hour. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Saw them crying in the chapel. They had their heads bowed. Sitting there just crying. Showing up church to notice a church full of people. I didn't know what was going on, so I walked in. In the front of the pulpit was a little short casket. In the casket was a little girl. I heard the minister when he got up and said, he told a bereaved family, this child wasn't yours by 100,000 miles. But the Lord, he knew you needed sunshine in your life, and he lent it to you for a while. And then he said, ashes to ashes and dust to dust, the Lord has seen fit that this child can't go home with us. And when they went in to view the body,
I got up and walked around. And I looked down in that little girl's face. You know what? I didn't know what was going on. I found myself. Begin to let the little girl die. I followed the crowd to the grave. When they begin to let her down, everybody standing around. I said I wasn't gonna cry no more, but I was looking at her little sisters and brothers standing there with tears in their eyes.
This is the violent air prayer, y'all. And we travel down the dangerous highway, knowing how good the Lord has been to us. We just can't help but to tell you about it today. This is our prayer. Daily. It's the Lord. Please answer. Please answer this prayer. Good God Almighty from Zion. Had to say it again. Oh Lord. If it's thine will. Answer this prayer. Then we turn and say this good God about it.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth. to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blessed each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline.
Everybody, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Give an honor to my Lord and Savior and to my husband, Lamana McCullough. I give honor to Overseer Kearney Sterling in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you today. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. Lord, we just go right into prayer on this morning. Father, you told us to look towards the hill, which covered our help, and our help comes from you. So, God, we look to you for help, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, you said in your word, before you ask, I have already answered. And so, Father God, we just want to thank you. You said, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have it. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you, God. Father, we pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you would be with your people today, God, all over the world, God. Lord, I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, that you give every person an understanding, Father God, of what they are seeking you for, Lord. God, we just want to thank you. Lord, we know you to be a healer. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to touch bodies, Father. Touch body parts, God. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will go inside the body, every organ in the body, God. In the precious name of Jesus, you bring forth healing, Father God, in the body. God, in Jesus' name, and every organ, God, Lord, every bone, God, in Jesus' name, nerves, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, Father God, is having pains in their back, God, in their knees, God. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, you are a healer to touch, Father God, everywhere they hurt, God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will sharpen our minds, Father God. But Lord, you said in your word that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Therefore, Father God, I stand in the gap, Father God, in Jesus' name, declaring, Father God, a sound mind to the listeners, Lord. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, with you, all things are possible if we only believe, Lord. Father God, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will help our unbelief, Lord, in the name of Jesus. To believe in you, God, knowing that you can do all things but fail. That, Father God, that you are almighty God in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for someone's ear, God, in Jesus' name. Somebody, Father God, that's dealing with an earache, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will touch their ear, God. Hallelujah. And draw out all pain, Lord. Oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I come against headache of all kind, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just want to thank you, God, that you will clear up the sinuses, God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, those, God, that are dealing with sinuses, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. Yes, you, Father, to clear that up, God, in Jesus' name, to clear sinuses up, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we give you praise because you are almighty, God. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will put in the people, God, to pray without ceasing and never to give up on you, Lord. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray, Father God, for family members across the world, God, in Jesus' name. I pray, God, for restoration of the family, Lord. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will touch that young man, Father God, that's struggling, Father God, that wayward young man, Father. I pray, God, that you will touch that someone's heart, God, in Jesus' name. They have not gotten in contact with their family for a long time. And I pray, God, that you will touch their heart to contact their family, God. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you will locate that missing person, Father God, that's been missing and the family don't know where that person is. So I pray, Father God, hallelujah, that you will, find, locate that person, hallelujah, and bring that person back home, God. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, God. Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that you will stop that person that would try to kidnap, Father God. Oh, the number of loved ones, glory to God, hallelujah, around the world, Father. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come against sex trafficking, God, in the precious name of Jesus. I pray, oh, God, that you protect that boy, that you protect that girl, Father God. Lord, oh, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. God, we know that you to be a miracle-working God. Oh, God, perform miracles, Father, in Jesus' name. God, so many people have so many decisions that they have to make. Oh, God, somebody, hallelujah, know that you are pulling on them, leading them to move in another place. Father, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will deal with that person. Give them confirmation, Father God, of what they believe that you are leading them to, and what they believe they're hearing from you. God, I pray, God, that you will give them confirmations, Lord. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, somebody is looking for a church home, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that you will lead and step, Father God, to that place, to that church home, Father God, that they are looking for, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you for it, God. Lord, we praise you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know the place where they should be. So lead and guide them, Father God, where they should be, God. Lord, we just want to thank you for that, God. We praise you. God, I pray, God, ask them, hallelujah, as we travel, glory to God, by plane, by train, by car, God, hallelujah. Those, hallelujah, on bicycles, motorcycles, any kind of form of transportation, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you would be with that person. Cover, Father God, cover from all accidents, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you, God. We thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just love you on today, God. We praise you on today, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will help that person, God, that has to change their eating habits, Father God. Give them the willpower that they need, Father, in the name of Jesus, to change their eating habits, Lord. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you for that, Father God. I thank you, God, that you are concerned about what is concerning us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we can look to you, Father God. Hallelujah, because you care for us. Everything that concerns us, Lord, you care for us. Lord, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, because you said in your word that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, God, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will supply every one of our needs, God, because you are the good shepherd, God, and you said that you would, Lord. Father, your word says that you would give us wisdom. Father God, give the listeners wisdom, Father God. Hallelujah. You say, if any man lack wisdom, you would give it to them liberally without finding fault. And so, Father God, we just want to thank you. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name, for giving wisdom, Father God, to the listeners, Lord. Hallelujah. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, oh, God. I pray for the backslider, God. You said that you are married to the backslider, God. Father God, I pray, God, that person that have left you, God. Oh, God, let them know that you still love them. Hallelujah, that you are always there for them. Hallelujah, I pray that some way, somehow, Father, that you will lead that backslider, glory to God, back to you, Lord. I pray, Holy Spirit, will pull on their heart and draw them back to the Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will just bless them, hallelujah, and to know that you still love them. Oh, God, I pray, Father God, that you will bring that prodigal son back home, bring that prodigal daughter back home. Father, we just want to thank you, God. We thank you. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that no matter what the people go through, God, help them to know they're just a prayer away, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, in these last and evil days that we are living in, Lord. I pray, Father God, that people, Father God, will cry out to you, what must I do to be saved, God? Lord, I pray, Father God, for household salvation, Lord. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, glory to God, Holy Spirit, that you will draw family members to the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that glory to God, that you would give the people a hunger for you, Lord. That, Father God, the people, glory to God, will begin to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added unto them, God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you will open up our eyes and see the shape that the world is in. Help us, Father God, to draw closer to you, because you said in your word, if we draw close to you, you will draw close to us, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Father God, for giving out new hearts, God, in the precious name of Jesus. You are a miracle-working God. Lord, we just want to thank you. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name, that you will touch that person's kidneys, God. Oh, strengthen their kidneys. Somebody, God, hallelujah, is on the list for a new kidney, God. God, make it happen for them, Lord. Oh, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, oh, God, that you will strengthen the people's eyes, Lord. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we just want to thank you, God. You are a healer. Father, you are a miracle-working God. I pray, Father God, that you would give the blind, Father God, sight back, God. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, a miracle is the children's bread, God. It is our bread, Father God, from heaven to receive, hallelujah, miracles, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Somebody is in a dire need for help, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah, help your people on today, God. Listen to the cries of your people on today, Lord. Father, we just want to thank you. Oh, God, cover the children that go to school, God. Hallelujah. Well, the enemy, Father God, has attacked the schools, God. But I pray, Father God, that you will cover the children, God. Some way, somehow, God, I pray, God, that you will change the laws, God. That you will bring prayer back into school, God. In the name of Jesus. That the president and the government, hallelujah, will see and know the importance of prayer, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, raise our young people up, Father God, to want you. Raise our young people up, Father God, to want to serve you wholeheartedly, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that that young lady will respect herself, Lord. I pray that that young lady will value herself, Father God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that she is fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. I pray, God, hallelujah, that you would change the heart of your people, God, hallelujah, to desire sanctification, to desire holiness, God. You said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Oh, Jesus, help us, God. Help us, Father God, in Jesus' name, to desire holiness, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, Father God, to desire your word, Lord, God, to be hungry for your word, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, God, to give us, that you would give us revelation knowledge of your word, God. Help us, Father God, not to be hypocritical, but to walk it out. Hallelujah. To walk your word out, God. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father God, to be sensitive to other people's needs, God. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, God, where we lack love and compassion. I pray, God, hallelujah, that you would work it out in us, God, that we would have compassion, God, the way Jesus had compassion, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, deliver us, Lord, from a judgmental spirit, God. in the name of Jesus. Because, Father God, you are the only one that can judge. Hallelujah. Father, those who win souls are wise, Lord. I pray, God, in the precious name of Jesus, that you will give us wisdom to win souls. I thank you for Pastor Kearney, God. Oh, God, the visionary, the overseer, Father God, of this network, God. Oh, God, bless him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. His desire, Father God, is the kingdom. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, to be a blessing to your kingdom, Father. Oh, God, never let him go in no need nor lack for anything. God, bless his ministry. Oh, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you, God. Keep the man of God encouraged, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. Father, I pray, God, that you would keep our homes protected, God, from all kinds of evil. Keep our homes protected from the robbers, Father God. Those that will try to come in and break into people's homes, God. Protect the homes, God, from that. Protect the homes, Father God, from fires, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come against perversion and lust, God, even in the home, God. God, protect those children. In the precious name of Jesus, from perversion, from lust, from the very people that's supposed to be protecting them. Give that woman wisdom. Give that woman wisdom and, hallelujah, or an obedient spirit to hear your voice, not to connect with every person in the precious name of Jesus. Give that man wisdom not to, hallelujah, connect with every person, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Help them to remember that they have children, hallelujah, that they have to protect, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let everyone, Father God, seek you, Father God, for a mate, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let that man, hallelujah, find him a good wife, God. Hallelujah, and have favor with you. Let that woman, Father God, be patient and trust you, Lord. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you. God, protect our children, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Bosa. There's in these broken homes, God, and the enemy wants to come in and torment these babies, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect the babies, God. Father, I'm asking you to release your angels, oh, God, in Jesus' name, to protect the innocent. Oh, God, oh, Bosa, tola la Bosa. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God, that you supply food, hallelujah, to those who need it, God. Oh, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. God, remember the homeless, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that they will cry out to you. What must I do to be saved, Lord? In the name of Jesus, that they may come into the fold, Father God. You said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. So I pray that the homeless, God, will get to know you, God, in a real way, God, in the name of Jesus. They would never have to beg for bread, God. Hallelujah. Because you said you are anointed to preach the gospel, Father God, and to bring good news to the poor, God. Lord, we just want to thank you. God, I come against debt, God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you will do a cancellation of debt. I pray, God, hallelujah, the listeners will begin to be good stewards over what you have given them, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just want to thank you, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you for it, Father God. Hallelujah. We know you, God, that there's no lack in you, Lord. I pray, God, hallelujah, that the people will hear you and hear you clearly. Hallelujah. That people will stay. The listeners will stay on the straight and narrow path because broad is the way to destruction. But straight and narrow is the path to you, God. And we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. All kinds of addictions that people have. People have all kinds of addictions. God, if there's any type of addiction that the listeners have, God, I pray that you would deliver them. Oh, God, hear their cry, God, and deliver, hallelujah, whatever, hallelujah, Glory to God. It's coming up against Okoyabasia in the name of Jesus. Deliver from all types of, hallelujah, addictions. And God, that person that have anger management, God, help them to manage their anger. Oh, God, deliver them from anger, God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver them from bitterness. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. All kinds of anger, Father God, those things. Give them self-control, God, in the name of Jesus. That they would not say things that they should not say. I pray, God, that no man can tame the tongue. It's a poison, deadly weapon. I pray, God, that you would tame the listener's tongue, God, in the name of my Masia. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Help us all, God, in Jesus' name, to think about what we're saying, God, before we say it, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give us words that will encourage people. Hallelujah. To heal their soul, God. Hallelujah. Help us, Father God, to say things that will bring a healing, a refreshing to people, and not to bring things worse, God. Hallelujah, about what we say. Help us not to be hung by the tongue, by the things that we say, God. El, wosa. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, my desire is to pray for the people. And I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that when we pray, God, that you will hear and answer. Oh, God, help us to be obedient. Deliver us, Father God, from a rebellious spirit. Hallelujah. You said, if you be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So help us, Lord. Deliver us from that rebellious spirit, Lord. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. For we are bought with a price. Jesus, you bought us with the price of your blood. And we just want to thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for us. Hallelujah. Oh, we just want to thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the work that you did for us. Lord, we thank you for a promotion. Somebody is looking for a job. God, I ask you to order their steps, God. Oh, God, give them ideas. Hallelujah. Bless the entrepreneurs, Father God, in Jesus' name. They're helping us struggle, God. Hallelujah. Give them ideas, witty ideas, Lord. Oh, God, bless their businesses. Open doors for the listeners, God, that no man can shut. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, deliver the listeners from fear and anxiety. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us to trust you like never before, even when we can't trace you. Help us to trust you, Lord. Help us to trust you, God, because you are God. Hallelujah. Help us to put all our trust in you. Hallelujah. Help us to put all our dependency on you. Glory to God. Because, Father, you are a good, good God. Let this day be a blessed day, Father. Hallelujah. The rest of the day for those who are listening to this prayer. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
I don't feel like it all the time, but I am good enough. Cause you made me good enough. Last in the lineup, tried to keep my head up. I was so entangled, I was mangled from the ankles. Trapped by my own stuff, past had me handcuffed. Day to day was torture when my future looking so rough. You changed the direction I was running to. You gave me your spirit and it made me new. Now when I see me, I look like you. Official. Now I'm on a mission and I'm handing out eviction to the enemy. You can't stay with me. You changed the direction I was running to. You gave me a spirit and it made me new. Now
again. I thank you for these holy hands. Found me where I was, reached down and dig me up to rescue me with love. So I call you
everybody becomes amazed when you think about all you've done. Do I have any thankful people in the house? Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship Him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself? Let your voice win out.
Ten minutes after the hour,
10 after 1 o'clock p.m. on a wonderful Wednesday, and it's actually April the 17th of 2024. And want to thank all of you so much. What a powerful prayer, huh? And we are so thankful for Apostle Monica joining us on today, and you can join her every Wednesday with our 30-minute intercessory prayer and a powerful prayer warrior. And on tomorrow will be Reverend Francis. Reverend Francis will be coming forward on tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. And powerful, another powerful woman of God, and God is using her in a mighty way, and we're looking forward for the Lord to use her on tomorrow as she joins us on Thursday for a 30-minute power of prayer. And I pray that you're being blessed each and every day. Now, we have these prayer warriors come forward Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. And those of you know that the word let us know that some things come by prayer and fasting. And one of the most powerful tools or weapon that you can carry with you everywhere you go, you can always carry prayer with you. And the one thing that Apostle Monica addressed was that she prayed that prayer would be placed back in the schools. And you're seeing so many things that are occurring in the school system that when I went to school, we didn't have all this stuff going on, because we had prayer in school. I remember when we would get in a circle before we had classes in the morning, everybody prayed in their classroom. Come on, somebody. So all this that's going on today, and then you're trying to figure out why is this happening? Because prayer needs to be back in the school. I know there are some other people that agree with that. And I pray that you will agree with it. I'm going to see if I can speak with Apostle for a moment, if I can reach her. Apostle Monica, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, praise God. I know you wasn't expecting me to come in on you after you don't pray. Well, God be the glory. I got a few minutes, and I certainly first want to thank you for that powerful prayer on today. And thank God for using you in a mighty way.
You're so welcome. So happy to be able. I thank you for the opportunity to pray, to intercede.
I had just addressed about the prayer. There were so many things you asked God for prayer. But one of the powerful ones that you brought out was prayer back in the school. And how important is that to the people in this nation today and our youth?
Well, it's very important, because I agree with you. When I was in school, we used to pray every morning. Everybody prayed every morning. And when we did that, none of these guns were not in the school. You know, it was that just was not heard of. And I know, because they took the prayer out of school. You know, when you take God out of a situation, you open the door for the devil. And so because of that, the devil has come into our schools, and it's still, they're not realizing what we know. But I'm praying, and I'm sure others are praying, that we get put prayer back in the school. It's a covering. So when you take prayer out, it removes the covering. And it's like Satan comes in like a floodgate. And so we need to pray for the governors and the president, all those that's in authority, they can make laws and put prayer back into school.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. And that's a great statement that you made, that it need to be back in the schools. And I'm believing God with you that will happen. And I know Reverend Francis also agree with us with that, as well as Apostle Phyllis agree with us with that, all you prayer warriors. I want you to continually pray. And those of you that is listening today, anytime as these prayer warriors come forward, if we have a 24-hour hotline that you can call in, even
when we are not on the air. And if you want to direct prayer, private prayer directly, and you don't want to be on the air, you just want to pray with one of the prayer warriors, you can call our 24-hour hotline. That's 984-733-3977. Again, 984-733-3977. Apostle Monica, I'm going to ask you one other question, and I know you prayed. You prayed for some things for the government, and then you prayed for people that are having health issues. And we're seeing an uprise with people getting sick more than ever before. And I know they were getting sick then, but some of these symptoms that are occurring, we didn't hear about it like we hear it today. Is it the food that we eat? Is it they're eating, not eating the right food? What do you feel that might be the problem?
Yeah, I do think one of the problems is the food that we eat and the things that they're putting in our food. Also, I heard a testimony of a young man that was having problems with his health. And he had to change his whole diet. He had to become a vegan. I don't know if that's something that God told him. God told him if he wanted to live, then he needed to change his diet. And so however way that God instructs us to eat, then that's the way that we should. God gave him strictly instructions. And when he did that, he said, if you become a vegan, I'm not advertising that. But for him, he says, if you become a vegan and change your diet, you will live. If not, he told him, I will see you in a year. So however God changes, talks to us and tells us to change our diet, that's one thing. That's one thing, the stuff that we eat and the things that they're putting in our food. And another thing is a lot of times sin bring on sickness and people don't know that. Because when Jesus would heal different ones in the Bible, he would heal them. And then he would say, go and sin no more.
Amen. That's powerful there. And I think people don't, you know, that's good that you brought that up. I don't hear that much. That when he said that, and which he did say, and sin no more. He didn't even have to put that end on the end, but he did. He said, sin no more.
Uh-huh. And unless a greater thing come unto you.
Yes. That goes back into, you know, when you go back to something that God has brought you out of and you're going back, and every time you're going back, you're bringing on seven other spirits greater than the one before.
Amen. God help us.
Yes.
Help us, Jesus.
Yes. But look, Apostle, I know I'm going to let you move forward on to whatever you had scheduled today. You've already taken time out to intercede and pray for us and the people around the world, this nation. We thank you for it. Looking forward for you back on next Wednesday, the Lord will, at 12:30 p.m. live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Thank you again.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
God bless you. All right. Well, look, we're going to get back with more gospel music. Once again, wanted to remind those of you on tomorrow right here at 12:30 will be Reverend Francis and, Holloway. Francis Holloway will be right here tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. sharp. And she's going to be live coming forth with 30 minutes power of prayer and, as well as a mini word for tomorrow. So those of you need a word and you need prayer, make sure you tune in to Reverend Francis Holloway right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're live right here in the studios of Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music and go to Durham, North Carolina with the one and only sensational Nightingale.
Tell somebody, say, I've been born again.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask somebody in here something. Have God done anything for you? Have he done anything for you? Have he done anything for you? If there is somebody here that know God has been good to you, and you're not ashamed of that fact that he's been good to you, I want to see if I can get a witness in here. Somebody that's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know exactly what he's done for you. I need to ask you just one question, and that question is, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? In here. Look, is there anybody here that can testify that the Lord has saved your soul? Can anybody here stand up and be a witness that the Lord has made you whole? Is there anybody here that's listening right now that knows that you've been blessed? Well, then it's you that I'm counting on right now to stand up and be a witness. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? To the Bible, watch this. If I could ask that lady with the issue of blood to stand up and have something to say about how the Lord healed her body of that disease that day, I'm sure that she would say that this man Jesus not only has healing in his hand, but he's got more healing in the hem of his garment than all the doctors ever known to man. Can I get a witness?
you've ever had a problem that he brought you through, you should admit it, you should confess, you should stand up right now. And be a witness.
That's why I don't mind standing here and saying these words. I know it was a blessing. I know it was a blessing. I know it was a blessing that saved me. One day.
You're
Catching the Wave.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a sister.
This is she.
How you doing? I'm giving you a call on behalf of Baptist Church. You are a member there, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling you. Some of the members have gotten together and had a meeting and wanted me to give you a call. It seems that a lot of them are complaining about Sunday services that go on and wanted for me to give you a call on their behalf so that we can see if we can address the problem and talk to you diligently as possible and try to get the problem rectified.
What's going on?
Well, it seems like that a lot of members are complaining.
I'm sorry, and what is your name again?
My name is ma'am. I'm not actually a member of the church. I've just been the one that they've been asked to give you a call and try to talk on the members' behalf so maybe we can get this problem rectified that they have as far as you are concerned.
Now, okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to see what this is in regards to. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like the members of the church are complaining about that you're doing too much shouting at church on Sunday, and it seems to be going on every Sunday. You're running up and down the aisle, and you're shouting all over the place. And it's
I've been singled out about my shouting. Is that what you're saying?
Well, evidently it's distracting, ma'am. You're distracting everyone from getting the word and listening to the word and being involved in the service. And that's the purpose of the call, is to see if we can get you to tone it down some.
Okay, so the whole church is complaining about me shouting the way people run up and down them aisles every Sunday and almost turn cartwheels and flips, and they singling me out complaining about me?
Well, ma'am, I don't know how it is that you can see everybody else doing cartwheels when you're the one that they say is the one that's doing them.
How am I being singled out?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that they're saying that you're doing too much shouting and too much running at this church. Now, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, they can't tell me how to shout. They can't tell me what's going on in my life, what's going to keep me from praising God. They can go somewhere else with that, but they are not going to tell me that I can't praise my God. They don't know how good God has been to me.
And you know what? I understand that. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but it's becoming a distraction. I mean, they was at the point last night talking about, should we put some seatbelts on the pews so you can stay down?
I wish they would put some seatbelts. How are they going to tell people they can't shout in church and praise God? What do we come to church for?
Well, you do come to...
They need to be trying to praise God and get their own shout on and stop looking at me and worrying about what I'm doing.
We're going to need you to quit running up and down these aisles and doing
what
you...
I'm sorry, sir. You know, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying my best. Oh, Jesus, sir, that's not happening. You can't tell me I got to stop shouting.
Okay, ma'am, but let me ask you something. Are you running now? Aren't you just standing still talking?
No, because I don't have to run right now.
Okay, what I'm trying to get you to do...
I feel like if I want to run up and down this street right now, I can run up and down this street and praise God. But they're not going to tell me to stop shouting at church.
Can we get you to be a little bit more reserved is what we... See, ma'am, let me go ahead and go further on what they...
I move how the spirit moves.
Okay, well, let me move and tell you what they've told me. Now,
go ahead. What they told you?
If we can't get to the point where you can, you know, tone it down, then we may have to ask you to leave.
Well, let them ask me. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Let them ask me. Why would they want me to leave the church? I've been at that church for 15 years. I'm not leaving the church. I'm going to run up and down around the church. I may even turn me some flips. I feel like it.
Now, listen.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, go ahead. What
I'm
going
to be there.
I am going
to be there on Sunday, ma'am, and I have been the person that's been appointed to make sure that you're not running up and down these aisles and shouting like this. You're going to have to keep yourself reserved so people can hear the word of God. You are standing in people's word. That's what you're doing. You're in the way
of... You know what? If they come trying to sit me down, I'm going to give them a word, and it ain't going to be a God.
So,
let them put their hands up on me here.
Now, listen.
Okay, I'm telling you that now.
You
could say, I haven't been in that church 15 years. If I want to run, dance, shout, jump, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. It ain't nobody going to stop me.
You're going to have to stop this. And Sunday, this past Sunday was your last Sunday doing it, and you're
watch
not going to do it this Sunday.
Like I said, just watch. And I'm telling you, can tell the urchins, the deacon boys, the deaconess, the minister's wives, or whoever else you want to tell, let them put their hands on me and see if I don't swing on them. I'm going to come right up out the spirit and swing on them. Tell you that now. Because, see, sir, you done really pushed me that. I done tried my best.
Well, let me ask you this here.
I done tried to show that I'm saved and delivered, but you making me revert back to my own way out. That's what you finna do.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. Where is the God at right now in you? Where is the one that's...
The God was in me when I was trying to be calm with you at first to tell you don't be calm with me with this foolishness. But now you done made the other side of me raise up.
Well, you done raised it up in me. You done raised it up in me, too. Guess what? Come Sunday, you're going to sit in that pew, and you ain't going
to move. You know, hold up. First thing Sunday morning, I'm going to pastor. Oh, yeah. When you're the deacon, whoever you are, whatever your name is, I'm going to tell them about it. Y'all better, however I gave you my number, you need to lose it.
I would be talking to pastor myself and letting him know about this situation. You don't
now,
talk.
If I
you don't.
Pastor, we can call pastor right now. We can get pastor on freeway.
You don't talk to pastor. I talk to pastor.
I talk to pastor. I done been at this church 15 years. Like I said, now tell me, oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Now, see, just like this here. You see how you calling
Jesus,
on him and you standing?
Jesus. Yeah, because I'm calling on him to keep me from just really going and cuss you out right now because you done really hit my nerve.
I understand that. But can you call on him Sunday from your pew?
I call on him from my pew, from the floor, from the pulpit, from the baptism pool, wherever I feel like it. Now, how about that?
I don't want to have to put
you. I'm not even going to keep going around with you either.
I'm going to escort your butt right on out of that
escort Sunday. Escort me out here, and they might as well get security right on up there with us. And I'm telling you now, I guess we'll all be having a prison ministry.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
Well, you know what? You better say it real quick because you're finna talk to this operator.
You just got pranked by your girl.
Oh, Jesus.
Your girl told me she gonna shout all her way to heaven.
I promise you I'ma get her. You see how people get when they tell you can't praise it. How ugly you made me. I hold my pastor.
I got one more thing, baby. Let me ask you something. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
NFI Radio Gospel Network.
I'm not going nowhere.
Do you bless me?
Oh yeah. I'm not going nowhere. Do you bless me? Without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all. I'm gonna stay right here until you bless me. I'm gonna stay right here until you bless me. Without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all. Please, 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 Lord. I got faith in you.
I got faith in you.
And I trust you too.
And I trust you too.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
Because you're never too late.
Please,
I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. Hey, without your blessing, Lord, I can't make it at all.
You're never too late.
Please, Lord, yeah.
Please,
I got faith in you. And I trust you too.
I'm gonna sit and wait.
Because you're never too late.
Please, Lord.
Come on, Jesus.
coming right now. Do it, Jesus. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna stay right here. I'm gonna stay right here. I'm gonna hold on to you. I'm gonna hold on to you. I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let you go. Until you bless my soul. Until you bless my soul. I wonder would you bless my children. I wonder would you bless my home. I need you to bless my heart. I want you to bless my soul. Each and every day. Every hour on the hour. And every minute. Oh, and every second. I wanna be blessed. I wanna walk blessed. I wanna live blessed. And I wanna talk blessed. Would you bless my mind? Would you bless my tongue? Would you bless my hand? Would you bless my feet? I want you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus.
You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail.
Yeah, my daddy seen him, my mama seen him, grandmama seen him, my auntie seen him, my daughter seen him. Tears of the generation, they drop on the mausoleum. Steps in this warfare like the sands of the Colosseum. Can't trust my emotions, feelings come and then feelings go. Searching for a sign because we buy when they sell us hope. Looking beyond the stars through the lens of a telescope. We really want a genie, not a god that'll tell us no. Think about it, if we could control God, we would string him up. Puppet masters manipulating what he could touch. Just need somebody that we could trust. I promise prayer really works, just not the way that you think it does. Yeah.
I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't always understand God's reasons. I just know it's hard to understand them in dry seasons. Guess I gotta wrestle with the facts and SOS when I feel trapped. Don't wanna hear another song about my season. I just wanna lock in to engage with the weary minds. Dive into the deep with broken and teary eyes. I just gotta wrestle with the skeptics while I listen to the questions. Like all those years of oppression, man, where was God? I get it though. If God would fix everything, that would make him appealing. But since he can, but he doesn't, that makes him a villain. Dang, I'm in my feelings. Shit. Cause I ain't got all the answers, but I can't walk away. Nah.
I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail.
Now y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put it back in its place. Check it out.
Everything
Anybody feel like me out there? Listen. Sometimes you gotta tell them just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired of crying. Always feeling weak. I take 2 steps forward. You push me 4 steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. Attacking my body, causing so much pain. Almost lost my mind, playing all these games. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back in Jesus' name.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
That means everything. I mean everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back. Let me tell you why you can't have it. It's mine.
It's mine.
It's all mine.
It's mine.
And you can't have it. And I'm taking it back.
And I'm taking it back.
It's mine.
It's
all mine.
It's mine.
You can't have it.
You can't have it.
'Cause I'm taking it.
NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason. We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right. In secret.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me, you that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen,
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is
same
become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
Amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We're talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher,
amen,
who's a Mason,
that's right,
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Thunder.